Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata ki jai, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. We're in Shantipur Dham, and Lord Chaitanya has just finished a wonderful feast cooked by Mother Shachi. So he's finished his prasad, and all the devotees devoured his remnants, and they're sitting together. And one leper came there, begging for mercy, and Lord Chaitanya said, "Get out of here, go to hell, go to Kumbhipaka." And he said, "You're simply an aparadi." And he said, and Lord Chaitanya, we finish up by saying, "I don't want to see you. I cannot deliver you. Get out from here." Burning pain and inconvenience resulting from leprosy that you're suffering from now, that is only a token punishment for the offenders of the Vaishnavas. Just wait. You will soon see Yamaraj and get much greater punishment. You are such a sinful person. Not only do you have leprosy, but you're so sinful that no one should even look at you. God will never deliver atheistic offenders like you that have offended the Vaishnavas. Antilila chapter 4, text 368. Se kushta rogi shuni prabhura utar dante china kari bale haya katar. When that leper heard Gauranga's reply, dante china kari, he took a straw between his teeth and he spoke with great humility. Kichuna janilun muni apanakaya vaishnavera ninda kailun pramatahaya. I did not know anything. Out of madness, I ruined myself by blaspheming a Vaishnava. I didn't understand his glories. I have already suffered the punishment I was destined for my offense. Oh, you alone know the atonement for my offense. Gauranga replied, "This is only an ordinary suffering you're undergoing at present. Further unlimited suffering is awaiting you in the future." Now he goes on. Ate eva tara shasti payulon uchita ekana ishvara tumi chinta morahita. I have received appropriate punishment, my lord. Now think about my welfare. Sadura swabhava dharma dukhire udhare krita aparadire o sadhu kripa kari. It is the natural duty of a saintly person to deliver the distressed. Saintly persons display mercy even on the offenders. Eteke tomare muni layanu sharan tumi upekshile udhari bae kon jana. I take shelter of you. If you neglect me, then who will deliver me? Jahara ye prayaschita sabatumi gyata prayaschita bhala more tumi sarvapita. You know the proper atonement for everyone. You are the father of all. Please therefore tell me, what is my atonement? Vaishnav janera jena nindana karilun uchita tahara e shasti e payulun. I have already received suitable punishment for blaspheming a Vaishnava. So he's not agreeing with Lord Chaitanya's prediction about his future suffering, that this is only the beginning. There's more coming in the future. Prabhu Bale, Vaishnava Nindai Jay Jana, Kushta Roga Kon Tara Shastiye Likana. Leprosy is insignificant compared to the other punishments for a person who blasphemes a Vaishnava. Apatata shasti kichu hai jache matra arakatache jama jatanara patra. You have received only a temporary punishment. There is more to come, for you are fit to be punished by Yamaraj. Chaurasi sahasra jam jatana pratyakshe puna puna kari bunje Vaishnava nindake. Gauranga said, the blasphemer of Vaishnavas repeatedly suffers 84,000 punishments awarded by Yamaraj. Chala kushta rogi tumi shiva sarastan satware pradhaya gya tanhara charane. Varanga said, O leper, go quickly and take shelter at the feet of Shivas. Tanaratani tumi kari jacha aparad niskritito maratinho karila karile prasad. Since you have committed an offense against him, you will be relieved when he forgives you. Kanta futte je muke sehi muke jai paye kanta futi leki skande bahirai. When a thorn enters the body, it must come out from the same place. If a thorn gets stuck in the foot, can it be taken out of the shoulder? In other words, you offended Shrivas, so you have to go to Shrivas to remove that offense, not me. Maha ekahi lana tora nistara upai Shivasa pandita shami le se dukahai. I have told you the means for your deliverance. If Shiva's pandit forgives you, you'll be relieved of your suffering. Maha shuddha buddhi tinho tanra tani gele shami bena sabatore nistariba ke hele. Shiva's intelligence is most pure. If you approach him, he will easily forgive you for your offense and deliver you. Shunya praborati susatya vachan mahajaya jaya dwani kaila bhaktagan. On hearing Gauranga's satya vachan, his susatya vachan, most truthful words, all the devotees said in great elation, jai, 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 jai. Se kushta rogi shuni prabhura vachan dandavata haya chalila tatakshan. Se kushta rogi pai shivasa prasad mukta haila kandila sakala aparad. Jateke anarta hai vaishnava nindai apane kahila e shivai kuntarai tatapia vaishnavere ninde je jan. Tanra shasta ache shi chaitanya narayana. After hearing Gauranga's shiksha, the leper offered obeisances immediately ran away. He offered dandavats. Thereafter he received the mercy of Shrivas Pandit and he was delivered from his suffering as his offenses were destroyed. Here in these pages, in this particular lila, Gauranga and the leper, Gauranga meets the leper. The Lord of Vaikuntha, Sri Vaikuntha Rai, has personally explained the havoc created by blaspheming a Vaishnava. Tatapia Vaishnavere ninde jejan tanra shastache shri. If anyone still blasphemes a Vaishnava, even after hearing all this, he will be punished by the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya. Vaishnave, 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 J. Dekaha, Galagali, Galagali. Same as Hindi, right? Paramarte, Nahi, Ite, Krishna, Kutuhali. The quarrels between Vaishnavas that one sees are not to be taken seriously, for they are pastimes in relationship to Krishna. What evil! So there's some consolation for our infighting. As long as you have in sangha, guru sangha infighting, it's bona fide. We thought it was karma. But if it's outside of the sangha, if you're fighting with your boss, relatives, family, in-laws, outlaws, etc., then it's punishable and It's simply a product of Kali. It's Kali Sambandha. It's relationship with Kali personified. But this is Paramartha. This should not... The quarrel is the Galagali. Dekaha. Dek. Dek. Oh, Krishna Das is arguing with Chaitanya Das. He's so... Oh, yeah, I know. That Chaitanya Das is so hot-headed. Yeah. Oh, Krishna Das is hot-headed too. Yeah, this guy is... He's Leo, you know. Leos are like that. You know, they're hot-headed. Yeah, he's a Sagittarius. He's cool.
All these stupid upadis. Sarva upadi vinirmut tam tatpura tvena nirmalam rishikesha rishikenam sevanam bhakti uchate.
I thought we were supposed to get free from that because that's the primordial definition of uttam bhakti. Anya vilashita shunyam is a refinement and deepening definition of that verse from Padma Puran. All the coverings of karma and gyan. Someone is a Sagittarius and someone is a Leo. That's the covering of karma. That's a karmic karma vichar. We are disciples. We're shishya. We're dvija. We've taken birth in achyuta gotra. We have a prakriti deha. Dikshakali aprakriti deha lena. At the time of diksha, one gets in a prakriti deha. So anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadhyana avritam. So our dealings should not be covered with karma. Our dealings should not be covered with jnana. Avritam means our achar, our behavior, our dealings, our exchanges should not be covered with karma or jnana. We should relate with each other as Vaishnavas and Vaishnavas. Oh yeah, Leos are like that. They're always hot-headed. They're always proud. Yeah, yeah. Sagittarius, no, he's Libra. He's okay. He's cool. He's Libra. He's balanced. You know, this is all bogus consideration, all Mayic influence, Kali influence. Every genuine devotee who is surrendered, who is Krishna Sharanagata. The primary symptom of a Vaishnava is Krishna Sharanagata, that he surrendered to Krishna. He accepts that Krishna is the goal of his life. He believes that Krishna will do everything. And Krishna is my maintainer, my protector, the goal of my life. And everything else is just insignificant. Just some dust on the mirror. And just blow on the mirror and blow it off. It's not grease, it's not paint, it's just dust. That's why it says it's just dust on the mirror. Chaito Dharvana Marjanam. Just blow it right off. And bhakti blows everything off, the covering, all the coverings get blown off. Bhakti is the atom bomb for Maya. And blows Maya right out of the water. Blows Maya right out of the water. In the biography of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuya Gosri Jeeva Gopalako. The Sad Goswamis, they are glorified because they were Dhira Dhira Jana Priya Priyo. They were Dhira Dhira Jana Priya. They were Priya, Jana Priya. They loved everyone. They loved all, respected all, served all. And Dhira Dhira, they were cool. Their minds were cool, so they had no material judgment in their minds. No material calculation in their minds, no material consideration. Leo, Sagittarius, Aquarius, Capricorn, Sindhi, Hindi, Bindi, Punjabi, Bombay Wala, Delhi Wala, American Wala, Ruski Wala. They didn't have, this is what Dhira Dhira means. And they were themselves fixed in Krishna Bhakti. On that spiritual concept of life. I am Krishna's eternal servant. That's it, boss. So Raghunath Bhatta, one of his special sterling qualities, aside from reading the expertise in reading the Bhagavatam, he was a lifelong brahmachari. He would read the Bhagavatam for the pleasure of all the Sad Goswamis in Vrindavan, behind the kitchen of the Radha-Damodar temple. In the old temple, the six Goswamis would meet there and honor the prasadam of Radha Damodar, and then Raghunath Bhatta would read from the Bhagavatam. He would read the Sanskrit shlokas, and Sanatan Goswami and Rupa would give some commentaries, and Jiva would take notes and be listening. And so he was very expert in reading the Bhagavatam. It says he could read the shlokas of the Bhagavatam in 5 different tunes, like a parrot. If you ever hear a parrot, they have so many different tunes that they sing. Parrots, sometimes they talk and sing. And very sweet. But one of his most distinguishing qualities, which I noted in our book, Gaudiya Vaishnava Samadhis, which is now coming in Hindi, it's actually at the printer right now, being finalized. And there it says that Raghunath Bhatta, he would never accept or consider the offenses of any Vaishnavas. And people would come to him and complain. They would say, oh, this so-and-so neophyte devotee, this new devotee, he just moved into the temple, or he's new in our Sangha, and he's like this and like this. And Raghunath Bhatta would say, I don't know what you're saying. All I know is he surrendered to Krishna, he's trying to serve Krishna, he's perfect. And that's his perfection. That's his perfection. He surrendered to Krishna, he's trying his best to serve Krishna. That's all I know. There's nothing more to be said. I just see that he's serving Krishna. He's serving Krishna and everything is fine. So you try to see like I'm seeing. Now you go, Janare Krishna Jal. he would never entertain or see the faults. Of course, this is the vision of the Mahabhagavat. The Mahabhagavat sees that everyone is serving Krishna, even the dacoit and gundar, mafia or whatever, terrorist. So there's no need to preach. But this is a slightly different angle, Raghunath Bhatta, that there would be devotees, and they would actually, maybe they made some offenses here and there, which would on one level be recognized as some type of aparad. But Raghunath Bhatta, he had this type of vision. He said, they're surrendered to Krishna, they're serving Krishna. I can't entertain what you're saying. I don't want to hear about it. It's very nice, neutral, and respectful and encouraging position. So now this leper has been advised by Lord Chaitanya. Even God, Lord Chaitanya is God. The leper petitioned God for forgiveness. God said, forget it, go to hell. You deserve to go to hell. You offended my devotee. I don't even look at you. Better you go to hell and let Yamaraj finish you off. But okay, all right. You have straw between your teeth. You're doing this humility thing, okay. You know, you pulled that one on me. So humility always works, because already he approached the Lord. He came up to the Lord and said, oh, you're supposed to be merciful. Please deliver me from my leprosy. And the Lord rejected it. So then he adopted a new presentation. After the Lord, Gauranga spoke all about the glories of Vaishnavas and how dangerous it is to offend them, then the leper came to his senses. Then he tried again with the same appeal for mercy or clemency, forgiveness. But this time he tried a different approach. It was the same goal to get forgiven, but he tried a different approach. He picked up a piece of grass and bit it between his teeth and externally showed the posture of humility, and obviously his heart took a severely humble turn. And he became humble in mind also, not only in his expression of his physical actions of clutching a piece of straw between his teeth as a physical expression of humility, but he also spoke that way and felt that way. So Lord Chaitanya's heart softened and said, anyway, all right, go see Srivas. So he did, and then he was forgiven. So now Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying that this galagali, heart, bad words, dirty words, if devotees are speaking dirty words or bad words to each other, the non-devotees, they get confused, or even devotees, oh, why is he speaking like that? He's supposed to be a devotee, why is he? And it's just because, actually, you're talking about God brothers. What is their basis of their being God brothers? How are they God brothers or God sisters? What makes them a God brother or God sister? Because they're brothers in God. They're sisters in God. So that means that they're working together to please the Father. This is a one family where everyone has the common Father. Even in families, the material families, there's quarrels among brothers and sisters. It's not that it's all hunky-dory. Everything's peaceful with brothers and sisters. Well, why is it I came to the Sangha and my God sisters are arguing with each other and my God brothers? Oh, wait a minute, Jack. You don't have a brother or sister? Yeah, I have three brothers. You love all of them equally and you're all just big, happy family. Everyone's always blissful all the time. There's no fist fights and punching and rolling on the floor and lamps flying through the air and hair being pulled and faces being scratched. I mean, come on. Get real. Are you alive or dead? Life means arguing. Life means quarreling. Life means loving and fighting. All these things are aspects of life. If you're alive, you'll fight. You'll cry. You'll laugh. Dead man doesn't argue. Dead man doesn't argue, and a dead man doesn't have any complaints or criticism. As long as somebody's alive, they're going to argue with themselves or somebody, and they're going to criticize not themselves but somebody, and they're going to fight with somebody. Especially in this age, it's the age of fighting. Subhanam Das Thakur, he's born right in the middle of this age, 400 years ago, so he knows about the scene. Gala Gali. He says it's Leela. It's Krishna Leela. It's Paramarte. Ite. There's a purport by Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. When foolish people see Vaishnavas quarrel, the foolish people think that their quarreling is like that of the non-devotees. Oh, I came to this con, I came to your sangha, this devotee's arguing, yelling with that devotee. It's the same as the material world. I'm fed up. You guys are arguing, fighting with each other, and outside they're arguing, fighting with each other. That's the same. I forget it. Let me be an atheist. Stay in the material world and argue and fight with all those guys. But the reason they're arguing, fighting, that's why he says it's all in relationship with Krishna. They're arguing, fighting about Krishna. It's about service. It's about the guru. My service to guru, your service to guru. Because they're all brothers and sisters of the common father. So all their issues are all about service or you step on my toes or this or that. But the whole reason they're even together or the whole reason they're even talking about each other or the whole reason they're even arguing with each other is Krishna and their service. That's what he's trying to point out here. Otherwise, the people that get together in a sangha, if there wasn't Krishna and guru, they would never be friends. They would never meet each other in 1,000 lifetimes. If they met each other in a bus, they say, oh, this guy, forget it. This girl, forget it, whatever. So that's, we come together, this is Krishna's arrangement. So it's just part of the leela, part of the life, the life of a devotee, the life of a sangha. If someone says, oh, I went to this sangha, no one argues, everything's so nice, I say, that must be a dead sangha. Something's weird. People are artificial there. It's so nice, everyone's so peaceful. That means they're all fake. They're not like, they're hiding everything. They're like, they all have PhDs in diplomacy. Really? I can't believe it. We went to Bombay and there's 3,000 devotees and they're all so loving and peaceful. It's so wonderful. Every day it's just like the spiritual world. I said, wait a minute, something's funny. Go underneath the cover. Pierce the diplomatic cover. Pierce the veneer of, fake behavior and see what's going on. This guy got divorced. This guy ran with this guy's wife. This guy beat up that guy. This guy gave a bloody nose to that guy. Come on, let's get serious. You can fool some of the people some of the time. Can't fool all the people all the time. If it's like that, then they must have created Satyuga. And I don't think it's possible. When foolish people see Vaishnavas quarrel, they think that their quarreling is like the non-devotees. But this is not the case. Rather, such quarreling increases their love for Krishna. Haribo. Vaishnav Gala Gali increases your prem gali. Vaishnav Gala Gali will land you in the service of Radha Krishna in prem gali. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki Jai. You stupid! Ah, you get up. It's my service. Oh, you're envious. No, you're envious. No, we're all envious. Yeah, hey, you're right. Okay, let's have prasad. let's close it on that note. I'm not envious. Yeah, well, I am envious. What about you? Yeah, me too. Okay, let's go get some prasad. Celebrate our envy. What more? The love for Krishna that Rukmini and Satyabhama amass while competitively arguing with each other is enhanced by such quarreling and competition. Therefore, by creating quarrels and differences of opinion among Vaishnavas, Sri Chaitanya Dev has established the ideal of quarrels in this world. Sounds like Narada Muni. Narada Muni is always creating quarrels and arguments with different parishads of the Lord, Lita and Radha and the Sakis, Radha and Krishna. He's always and dicing things up by his clever speeches. Narada Muni. Very interesting sentence. That Lord Chaitanya creates quarrels among the devotees. He creates Lord Chaitanya is creating this quarrel and difference of opinion. Why? And in order to increase our love for Krishna. Because when we quarrel and then we argue, then we realize, oh, maybe I offended him, and actually, who is he anyway, and who is she anyway? And we have to think, actually, they're a devotee. I mean, they're Gurudev's disciples. And actually, they do service. And they please, the Guru likes what they do, and I'm also serving him. And they're actually pretty good devotees. You know, so we start to agree. We actually, at the end of a fight, like I say, husbands and wives fight, then they kiss and make up. But in the course of that repairing time, they often grow in their appreciation, or they grow in their relationship. They enhance a relationship by a few good fights, if there's any kind of love as a foundation of it all. So this is what Siddhanta Saraswati is saying, that Lord Chaitanya, he creates these quarrels in the Sangha, the Vaishnava Sangha, because he wants to speed up, accelerate the process. He wants everyone to get love of God. Take it, I want to give you love of God. Oh, you have some envy. Okay, let's bring this envy right out. Let's pop this boil. Let's get this pus of this envy out of our hearts. Our hearts have a big boil on it. A big boil covering our hearts. And that boil is full of the pus and poison of envy. So let's pop this thing. Because we can play the tact and diplomacy game. Oh, you're nice. Everyone, I'm nice. You're nice. Hi, how are you? Fine. Yeah, fine. Hey, you dirty. But when you come out, when you're straight, then it's like it's all out front. And it's all out front, then you can deal with it. Process it. Purify it. Throw it out. And Brahma, when his daughter appeared, when he created women or whatever, how it ever happened, but he somehow had a daughter, and he became lusty after his daughter, Lord Brahma, at least one Brahma. There's so many hundreds, thousands of Brahmas, but in some kalpa, some particular Brahma, he lusted after his beautiful daughter, and he ran after her. And then somehow, because of his buddhi, because his body is practically made, that's all it is made of intelligence. So he manifested this some septic buddhi rather than being controlled by his rajagun, his passion for lust or sex. And then he had a momentary slip into goodness, and he captured himself. So wait a minute, what is this mentality? What is this swabhav that's overtaking me, this tamasic swabhav, this rajasic swabhav? This is not me. This is not just, proper, moral, correct. And he threw it away. It says he rejected that mental body, that swabhav, manasik swabhav. Manasik swabhav, that mental body. He didn't die. He didn't tie a rope around a ceiling fan and choke himself to death. You know, but he committed that. He killed that body, killed that thought body. Just like we're having a dream. A dream is a thought body. A dream is a manasik swabhav. We're having a dream. And it's getting really, you know, hot and heavy in the dream. So then how do we kill it? We pull out. We wake up. We wake up and the dream is killed. It just evaporates. Sometimes you may have a good dream about Krishna and Guru and you suddenly wake up for some reason. Then you want to go back and tune in that dream, but it's already evaporated somewhere. So you're having a dream, some ghost coming or whatever, and suddenly you bust out of that subtle condition and come to sattva, because dreaming is raja. It's changing the mental body, the mental space, and you wake up, become conscious, become jagrata. Jagrata, conscious, awake. And then everything's nice. You chant the string of prayers, Hare Krishna Mantra. Then you go back to sleep. Then everything's clear. New level of mentality. So this is what's happening when Vaishnavas quarrel. Then they're thoughtful. They think about it. Why did it happen? What happened? And then they analyze it. Because the center is it's all coming. They're all together. As I said, they're God brothers and God sisters for the pleasure and happiness of Sri Guru and Sri Krishna. So their quarreling is Leela. It's the Lord's arrangement to quickly bring them, to throw away these negative, useless, subtle bodies of envy, anger, and greed, and lust, and manifest the pure sabhava, the Atma sabhava, the preen sabhava, the purified Atma. Quarreling is healthy. Quarreling, argument is progressive. Beautiful verse, Antilila Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 4, verse 388. Satya bhama rukminiye galagali jena paramarte ekatana deki binahina. Although Satya Bhama and Rukmini abuse each other and appear as opponents, they have a common spiritual goal. Ek Paramartha. The Vaishnavas, Ek Paramartha. He Mata Vaishnave, Vaishnave, Bina Nai, Bina Kara Jena Ranga Chaitanya Gosai. Similarly, there are no differences between one Vaishnava and another. Differences are created by Lord Chaitanya for his pastimes. So is Gaur Leela still going on? Yes. How long will Gaur Leela go on in this world? For 10,000 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement will grow and thrive. So the Leela is going on. Gaur Leela is going on. So that means there will be differences with Vaishnavas. And who has created them? It's Ranga, Chaitanya Ranga, Gosai. Itte je eka Vaishnavera paksha hai, anya Vaishnavere ninde sei jayakshai. Vrindavan Das Thakur Vedavyasa says, therefore, if one takes the side of one Vaishnava and blasphemes another, he is doomed. So it's not good to form political parties in the Sangha. What do you think of so-and-so? He did this and that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so-and-so agrees with me also. And you're the third person. That three of us agree that Krishnadas is bogus. So they make a little political campaign to get some votes in their party. The anti-party, Krishnadas anti-party. Let's elicit members by phone calls and SMS messages. So someone may quarrel with the other devotees and lose his taste and stop chanting, and then his progress or increase of bhakti stops and diminishes or ceases. So what is the answer? So the answer is that he hasn't surrendered yet. Because the first bhakti begins with Sharanagata. There's six symptoms of surrender. And once you, if you're actually a devotee, when you surrender to Krishna, it's for life. It's not, well, let me try surrendering. If I don't like it, I'll go away. That means you haven't even started bhakti. You said you're doing bhakti. Bhakti begins with Sharanagati. It means you accept, do or die, no matter what happens, I'm never going to leave Krishna. I'm never going to leave the Vaishnava Sangha. This is bhakti. So if you leave or have a quarrel and go away and put your tail between your legs and run home to mommy and daddy, hang up your bead bag, that means you never surrender to start with. Like Prabhupada, when devotees were leaving in the early days, they would mention the Prabhupada and he said, don't be surprised who goes, be surprised who stays. This is what it means to surrender. That Krishna, we study the Gita, we study for so many years and so many lifetimes, and we come to the realization that There's nothing else but surrender to God. The only way I'll ever get success is by surrendering to God and the Vaishnavas. God is in the hearts of the Vaishnavas. I can never leave Krishna, I can never leave the Vaishnavas. This is bhakti. This is the beginning of bhakti. Without the Vaishnavas, I have no bhakti. Without Krishna, I have no bhakti. How is it possible? Bhakti is not a vacuum. You can't go into a vacuum and have bhakti. It will dry up. If you leave the Vaishnavas and leave the holy name, whatever shadow of bhakti that you thought you had which will disappear.
Because if you actually have bhakti, you can never leave, and when you never leave, then it keeps on increasing. For the surrendered soul, it's only progress. There's no digress. Surrendered soul never goes away, never stops. Maybe temporarily he's covered by Maya, but then he comes back. He has true bhakti, but going away permanently is not possible. So Vrindavanas Thakur is saying, don't take sides. Eka haste ishvara sevaya keval arahaste dukkha dile tara ki kushal. If one serves the Supreme Lord with one hand and gives him distress with the other hand, how can he be benefited? Can that person? In other words, with our right hand we offer Krishna rasgulla. With our left hand we slap his cheek. So on one side we do our artik and our puja, and we chant our rounds, serving Krishna, offering to Krishna. Another side we blaspheme the devotees. The two sides of the same coin. The coin of bhakti, the coin of spirituality. One side of the coin is God and one side is the devotees. If one serves the Supreme Lord and one hand and gives him trouble with the other hand, he can never achieve any auspiciousness. The Lord's devotees are like the body of the Lord, they're the limbs of Krishna. Therefore, they never become averse to his service. Sri Hari, Guru, and Vaishnava are equal in the vision of one who sees all living entities as devotees of the Supreme Lord. Only such a person is qualified to attain liberation from material existence. A very wonderful section here. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antilila, chapter 4, this whole verse 386. It goes for several verses, up until 400 or so or more, about Vaishnavas and the equality of Krishna and the Vaishnavas. Spent lots of time discussing this section. E mata sarva bhakta krishnara sharir iha bhuje jay haya parama mahadir. One who understands E mata sarva bhakta krishna sharir, one who understands that all the devotees are actually the body of Krishna. He is most balanced. He is a topmost balanced, equipoised, sober, intelligent person. Parama Mahadir. How can I offend this devotee? He's Krishna. He's Krishna's body, part and parcel. Krishna says in Gita, what does he say? Mamevamcho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Is this God brother of mine? Is he a jiva? Think so. At least I can say that much about him. I can't say anything good about my god brother, but well, okay, you can't say anything good about Krishnadas or Radhadasi, but can you say they're a jiva? Well, yeah, they're a jiva. I can say that much. Well, Krishna says in Gita that the jivas are part of him, just like your finger and hands are part of your body. So you don't want to go cutting off your fingers if they give you a hard time. Try to fix them and repair them. Be nice to them. If your finger gets trouble, you don't ignore it. You rather give it more attention. And be more nice to him. So if a god brother gives you trouble, don't ignore him or be nasty or neglect him, but be more nice to him and give him more attention. And that's the sober person we're supposed to be. Dira, dira, jana, priya, priya, karo. Prabhupada said we should become like the six Goswamis. Sing this prayer every day. One time a devotee in L.A. said, Prabhupada, how can we become like the six Goswamis? Because they were all pure devotees. They're ideal devotees of Radha and Krishna and Gauranga. So how can we become? And he said, you sing every day the prayers of the six Goswamis. Every day you sing the prayers, which Prabhupada was so fond of. And you'll become a Goswami, because by singing and associating with these qualities and these great devotees, then that will come unto us and we'll become like that. Everything, you know, the question is, if quarreling is due to envy, how can it be okay? Let's put it this way.
We are creature. We have basic coverings. We are all covered by lust, greed, anger, lust, and envy, madness. That's our operating software. Whatever we do with our screen of our computer, the inside that computer, the software is this. Echa dvesha smutena dvanda mahina bharata. Krishna is telling in Gita that we're born in this material world with these coverings. Desire and hatred. Hatred means envy. This is us, the jivas, conditioned souls. So our talking has different layers and coatings of envy in our talking, and different coatings and layers of greed and lust in our words and our talking, our glancing, our actions. Because we're conditioned souls. We're not on a level of bhava or prema. So someone's asking a question, well, if our quarreling is coming from envy, everything we're doing is coming from envy. When we take prasad, it's coming from greed. We eat prasadam, it's coming from greed. We're lusty, we're greedy, we just stuff ourselves. We're not doing seva, not doing prasad seva, just eating the minimal to maintain body and soul. We're maxing out. Overeating. Check your waistline. Check it out. So it's quarreling, everything. So, but the point that Vrindavan Das Thakur Vedavyas is telling us, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling us as our Shiksha Guru, as God Himself, he said, what makes it pure is Krishna in the center. There's stool all over the village field. There's urine all over the village field. The field's totally contaminated for the time being. But then the sun rises and it's purified. So the sun that's between every devotee, the sun that's rising and shining in every devotee's heart is Krishna Surya Sama, the Krishna sun. The sun of Krishna consciousness. So our arguing, I'm arguing with my God brother. Yeah, I am envious. I mean, we're all and then if we're not, we're envious and we're arguing, and it's Krishna conscious, and we're Rukmini and Satyabhama, and we're arguing out of prema, and it's also Krishna conscious. It's just a higher level of Krishna consciousness. That's what we just heard. That Satyabhama, and Rukmini are arguing, and finding fault with each other in Dwarka, and doing galagali on each other, hard words, nasty words, but it's accepted as Madhurya Bhakti. And it's coming, and their argument is coming from prem, pure shuddha prem, shuddha bhakti. There's no material envy; it's spiritual envy. we're also arguing with our God brothers and quarreling out of envy. Yeah, no doubt. But it's purifying and it's pleasing to the Lord because that envy is bringing us to love. That's the analogy he used. Let's pay attention to the story. He said, "You have a thorn; you remove a thorn with a thorn." The whole idea is that Krishna is in every devotee's heart. So your Brajmohan is making a nice point that it's different layers and different stages. There's the infection, and then the incubation period, and then the symptoms, and then the visit of the doctor, then the shots, then the relapse, then the recovery, and then there's all stages of coming back to health. So there's the aparad, and then there's the repentance. Then there's the introspection. And then there's the response to the repentance and introspection where you go to the devotee and beg forgiveness and give some aprasad and embrace and this and that. So it's a whole cycle. Has many stages, and that's part of the natural flow of bhakti that any sincere devotee will undergo. And if they don't follow that line, they just simply quarrel all the time out of envy, then Krishna will say, you're not playing it right, get out of here. And Krishna will kick you out, and in the next life you can try again. But any sincere devotee will go through this levels of processing the aparad, you can say. It's all these modern terms we have. You know, data processing, aparad processing. So the whole picture, the whole thing is purifying it. And because part of getting healthy is to uncover the disease. Right? You think, oh, I'm okay. I have this little pain, it's okay. Then you go in for some inspection. They say you have a tumor, a cancerous tumor on your kidneys, and they take it out. So the quarreling brings out the bad quality. I mean, we're quarreling out of envy because we're envious creatures. And when we come to prema, we'll be competing with each other. And that's what we're doing here. We're quarreling because Krishna's the center and Guru is the center. This is the whole thing. Krishna's the center, and Guru and Krishna are the center here as devotees, neophyte, kanishtha, whoever, whatever level we are. And we're quarreling because of envy, greed, lust, and all these things. And that quarreling is bringing us, it's purifying us and increasing our attachment to Hari Guru and Vaishnavas, and ultimately increasing our bhakti and increasing our love. And in the spiritual world, they're quarreling out of prema, because it enhances the pleasure and bhakti and love of Krishna. This is transcendental quarreling. I remember when I was in L.A. in 75 and they told me he's a bhakta. They said, now you have an MBBS in allopathic medicine from university, so you're qualified to clean the toilets. So you go in and clean the toilets because this is bhakti yoga. I said, this is ridiculous. This is just stool full, smeared up, crappy toilets. It stink like anything. And then the Brahmin devotee told me, he said, no, these are transcendental toilets. These are Krishna's toilets. And that struck me when I was a neophyte and right off the, you know, tender horn or whatever you call it, green horn. And so I was cleaning the toilets with an extreme vigor and enthusiasm. And in my mind, I kept thinking, yeah, they're Krishna's toilets. It's Krishna's toilets. This is transcendental. And there's eight toilets in the bathroom. It's like a big bathroom. It's not a small-time bathroom. 500 devotees or something. So this is, our quarreling is transcendental. Transcendental quarreling. We are married and we have sex and have children. It's transcendental sex. To make transcendental babies. We're not just having flesh balls. Babies and having sex. Looks the same, but it's transcendental. We're dancing in a kirtan. It looks like dancing of the drunk on the street on whiskey. Arms above, jumping up and down with his whiskey bottle in his one hand and the other hand raised in the air. So we're dancing in ulas in kirtan. It's transcendental dancing, divya nach. Well, Bhakti Siddhanta was asked a question, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Oh, Gurudev, we have this calm crow, low moan. We have this crow, this anger. What should we do with it? Yes, anger is very good. He gave a whole analysis. We should direct our anger towards ourselves. We should be very angry with ourselves. Why am I so lazy? Why I try to get up, I've been trying to get up early for months and years and decades and eons. Why am I so lazy and slow and attached to sleeping and my and this and that? So we get angry with ourselves. Why am I not chanting nicely? Why am I falling asleep on a japa? Why am I not serving sincerely? So we get angry with ourselves. Because generally we hear anger that we should use our anger against the non-devotees and someone who blasphemes a Vaishnava or he tries to offend the deities, and like Hanuman used his anger against Ravana and burned down his city, and that was for the service and pleasure of Ramchandra. But Bhakti Siddhanta took a different slant and he said we should use our anger against the Ravana called me. Abheda dristite Krishna Vaishnava bhajya Jay Krishna charna seve Se jaya tariya. One who regards Krishna and the Vaishnavas as non-different while serving the lotus feet of Krishna is delivered from material existence. Vaishnava Krishna abhayed. Abhayed drishti. There's no bay, there's no difference. He does his bhajan. Vaishnava bhajan. One who thinks and does his bhajan that way. Jay gaya jay shune a sakala punya katha. Vaishnava parara tara na janme sarvata. One who chants or hears these auspicious topics never commits offenses to the Vaishnavas. Harivo. So everyone should get out Chaitanya Bhagavat and read this whole story of Gauranga and a leper and then chant these topics and you will never commit offenses to the Vaishnavas. Vaishnava parara na janam. Vaishnava Prad will never take birth in the heart of someone who studies these topics. This is a blessing of Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur. There's one purport here. By considering there are differences between devotees of the Lord or that the Lord is not being served by one devotee, one commits a Vaishnava Prad. Well, there's no possibility of committing an offense if one realizes that there's no difference between Hari Guru Vaishnava. Such a person can never commit any Vaishnava parad. This is often told. Hari Guru Vaishnava. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Sita Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita. So that means that Nityananda and Gauranga Krishna, Nityananda Balaram, Mahavishnu Advaita and Hari and Supersoul and all the Vishnu forms and Gurudev and the Vaishnavas and the Bhagavad Gita are all transcendental. They're all forms of Krishna. They're all spiritual. We should serve all of them and respect all of them. Hena mate Sri Gora Sundar Shanti Pode Achena Paramanande Advaita Mandire. In this way, Sri Gora Sundar enjoyed transcendental happiness while residing in the temple of Advaita Acharya in Shantipur. Tomorrow, we will read about the Vyasa Puja ceremony of Madhavendra Puri Pada Ki Jai.